Blog Talk Radio.
I am one with God and you, without me life is so vain. A simple letter for your soul, you've become part of myself. And I will give for your own peace, love, and togetherness.
Blessings and greetings, greetings and blessings, blessed souls. Oi, vey, we're joking. Let's take a drink of coffee and start all over again. Greetings and blessings and greetings, blessed souls. We're alive because we want to stay alive even though we're choking. This is Soul Class 331, Human Torah Perception of Divine Appearance. Excuse me, we're broadcasting live from Turtle Island, a.k.a. the USA, Unifying Souls, actually. Today's program content will address what appears to we, blessed souls, is not 100% consciousness of what the Creator is appearing to be to us. So while you think about that, blessed souls, may the Ein Sof, Infinite Creator, bless you and your loved ones peacefully and pleasantly. Our call-in number is 347-838-8669. And before we get on with the show, we're going to have to ask Mechila, forgiveness from Blessed Brothers in Spirit, Soul, and Prayer, Isaac Beton, because we're going to turn down the song that we're playing right now, Light in the Darkness, from the Songs for a Brother album, which came out in the late 1970s. So here we go. Sorry about it. Rabbi Isaac, it's on with the shoe. Well, that was pretty abrupt, but that's the way things go over here in Soul Talk Land. Blessed Souls, we learned a very humbling lesson. To try to sneak in some breakfast before we do a program, it's not advisable to eat whole wheat crackers with Turkish salad, although I would always advise a cup of coffee whenever possible. So here we go. Blessed souls, there is a saying which probably transcends and yet still is embedded within all human faith systems and business/economic disciplines. Namely, that appearances can be deceiving. While this brief statement can be asserted to be one dimension quality of truth, perhaps we can, in fact, will assert the following axiom is as follows. Appearances don't reveal everything possible pertaining to human perception of what appeared to them at the time of their perception. Case in point, 13 days ago, Israelite Jewish congregations around this blessed world read from the Torah portion, Vo'era, which you can find, blessed souls, in the book of Exodus, moving all conscious, both Sefer Shmos, or Shmot, which began chapter 6, verse 2, and concluded on chapter 9, verse 35. At the beginning of this Torah portion, Creator himself declares in chapter 6, verse 2, in the book of Exodus, quote, I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as Aleph-Lamed, Shin-Dalet-Yud. But with my name, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, I did not make myself known to them. So from one perspective, Creator tells Moses, the mighty Levite prophet. He appeared to the Hebrew-Israelite patriarchs via two divine names, but did not reveal himself via the divine four-letter name, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. Blessed souls, if we read this verse superficially, I sense most, if not all, human beings will miss out on certain subtle implications of the differences between revelations and their qualities in relation to divine names of the Creator. First, we may ask, of what significance is one or more names of the Creator? I suppose that when these names are translated into other languages, there are no implications or even elucidations of divine attributes connected to each divine name, say, when they're translated into English. Like, for instance, have you ever considered the divine attributes or elucidations which are connected to the name of God or Almighty God, Master of the Universe, and even the word Lord? However, when we consider that these divine names, within their originally expressed language, Lashon HaKodesh, the Holy Tongue, the very language the Creator used because it rose up in His blessed will and wisdom and mercy to create the creation with the vehicle, the created entity of Lashon HaKodesh that He chose Himself. When we connect the divine names of the Creator with their original contextual names, we understand that Creator is in fact the source of various divine attributes. And in fact, many divine attributes were revealed to the prophets, and then they themselves, upon being instructed by the Ein Sof Baruch Hu, the infinite Creator may be blessed, revealed the nature of these divine attributes to the human family experience. Two examples of this, briefly, are, number one, Abraham, who revealed the divine name of Aleph-Dalet-Nun-Yud, as written in the book of Genesis, chapter 15, verse 8, as the verse reads. First I'll read it in the Hebrew, and then we'll translate it. Vayomer Adonoi Elohim B'ma Eda Iroshena. And Abraham, in this context, is the one who's saying, he said to, quote, my Lord, Creator, whereby shall I know that I am to inherit it? As well, the divine name of Aleph-Dalet-Nun-Yud was even mentioned before this verse in chapter 15, verse 8 in Genesis, because in fact it was mentioned for the first time in Genesis chapter 15, verse 2, and that was also connected to Revelation, or revelatory conversation between Avraham and the Creator. Another example of a divine name serving as a divine source for a divine attribute was revealed by Chana. Chana was the mother of Samuel, the prophet Shmuel HaNavi, as it was written in Samuel, Book of Samuel 1, chapter 1, verse 11, quote, she made a vow and said, Creator, God, Master of legions, if you take note of the suffering of your maidservant, and you remember me, and do not forget your maidservant, and give your maidservant male offspring, then I shall give him to Creator all the days of his life, and a razor shall not come upon his head. And that instance, in the first mentioning of the Creator's name, the name which is spelled Yud and then Dash Hey Dash Vav-Hey was used, and then followed by another divine name which was never revealed before in scriptures, as it was in Samuel, the book of Samuel, chapter 1, verse 1. And the spelling of that divine name is Tzadik dash Beis, or Beis dash Aleph dash Vav dash Sof. Now in that context, the rabbinical commentators elucidate that the name Tzivakos, and you notice Blessed Souls, I'm pronouncing these divine names individually by the letters. Tradition, we don't pronounce the names of the Most High without them being within the context of the verse that they were mentioned in. But in any case, this name Tzivakos, as indicated by rabbinical literature, indicates that the Creator is the source of all hosts of creations, upper level and lower level creations, including the human being. As well, but still going back to the other name that is revealed in Scripture, and is more fully elucidated in what its implications as a source of an attribute, concerning the divine name of Aleph-Dalet-Nun-Yud, again, from my learning experiences, this divine name serves as the divine attribute for serving as a means of a person to sense a personalized relationship with Creator as perceived and revealed by Abraham, which in fact empowered him to communicate this personalized divine attribute of Creator to bless and empower any human being to interact with Creator as a personal Creator, a personalized super being, in place of what was popular in those days, in the times of Abraham, where human beings chose to have personalized relationships with idols, idolatry, and all services associated with this mistaken mode of human behavior. As well, going back to the divine name of Tzivakos, Tzadik dash Veis dash Aleph dash Vav dash Sof, it is taught from the inner dimensions of Torah that this name of the Creator is connected to a divine attribute of when there is battle against the wicked of this world. However, blessed souls, I am not presenting to you the entire picture of what these two divine names serve as instructions concerning source of divine attributes. In fact, the truth is, I must leave the rest up to you to do more research concerning this matter. Therefore, I do suggest you Google up these concepts of divine names and divine attributes by going to kosher Torah sources, and I'll give you two right now, which can be found on the net, www.chabad.org, and also www.inner.org, to learn more about what was just mentioned. In addition, now from a book I have concerning teachings of Rabbi Nachman of Breslov from Lakuti Maharan, the following ten divine names correspond to the divine symmetry-driven conduits, sephiriotic, creation-driven, intellectual, emotional paradigms. It goes as follows. The sphira, divine conduit of Keter, or Keser, the attribute of crown, is rooted in the divine name of Aleph-Hey-Yud-Hey, Asher, Aleph-Shin-Resh, Aleph-Hey-Yud-Hey, Echia-Asher-Echia, I will be what I will be. The sphere of Chochmah, of wisdom, is rooted in the name of Yud-Hey. The sphere of Bina, understanding, is rooted in the divine name of Yud-Hey-Vav-Hey, which is pronounced as Elohim. Divine attribute, or I should say the sphere, divine sphere of Chesed, kindness, is connected to the divine name of the Creator, Aleph and Lamed. The divine Sphira of Gevurah, of might, or restriction, is connected to the divine name of Elohim, Aleph dash Lamed dash He dash Yud dash Mem Sofit. The divine Sphira of Teferis, beauty, creator's source of all beauty, is connected to the divine name of Yud and then dash He dash Vav dash He, which is pronounced as, pronounce it, but we say Shem Adnos or Adnai. That's not the way he pronounce it, just a sort of like a condensed version of presenting it, which doesn't create any problems according to Halacha. The next sphera, divine sphere, is Netzach, victory, which is connected to the two divine names put together, Yud, and then He, then dash Vav, then dash He, followed by the other divine name of Tzadik, dash Ves, dash Aleph, dash Vav, dash Sof. The divine sphere of Yesod, foundation, is connected to Aleph dash Lamed dash He dash Yud dash Mem Sofit, combined with another divine name of the Creator, Tzadik Ves dash Aleph dash Vav dash Sof. And last but not least, the divine sphere of Malchus, kingship or sovereignty, is connected to two divine names, Shin dash Dalad dash Yud, and then the second is Aleph dash Lamed, and then followed by the short word, which everyone is familiar with, Chai, Ches, and Yud. With that briefing on matters of divine conduit, spheric attributes associated with divine names, we're going to take a little break, because now we're going to go more into, after our musical break, which will feature a song by Youthman Ari Lesser from his album Tzfat Reggae, a song which is called Shepherds, based on a prophetic teaching of Ezekiel 34, and then we'll conclude about why the Creator appeared to who He did to the divine name of the Yud-Heh-Vav-He to Moshe, Moses, while He did not reveal an aspect of that, the divine attributes of that name. Instead, He just revealed Himself to Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob with the Aleph dash Lamed, the second divine name of Shin dash Dalad dash Yud. So this song kind of ties into the second half of our program. It's about 5 minutes and 7 seconds. Enjoy, blessed souls.
Shepherds of men, only yourself you can. But is it not the flock that a shepherd is meant to watch? You eat until you're full. You wear the finest wool. You slaughter healthy sheep from a flock you do not keep. You will not help the poor, the sick you do not cure. The broke you never bind, and the lost you never find. You rule the flock by force. You're working like a horse. Running high with no shepherd to guide. My sheep wander away and wolves eat them as prey. They scatter low and high on every hill they cry. My flock of sheep will cross. The face of earth is lost and no one tries to crawl or search for them at all. Whoa, shepherds of man, only yourselves you can. But is it not the flock that a shepherd is meant to watch? Until you're full, you wear the finest wool. You slaughter healthy sheep from a flock you do not keep. Thank you. shepherds, I demand my flock back from your hand. Your son, you shall no more than yourselves as before, cause I'm rescuing my sheep from in between your teeth. No more will they be me for you to kill and eat. Behold, I'm here to find my flock and take what's mine. I'll keep my sheep for good, just as a shepherd should. I'll rescue everyone from where they may have run when you led them astray that dark and cloudy day. Whoa, shepherds of men, only yourselves you can. But is it not the flock that a shepherd is meant to watch? You eat and kill your foe, you wear the finest wool. You slaughter those sheep from a flock you do not see.
Commentary rooted in prophetical teaching from Ezekiel, Navi Yecheskel, chapter 34, from the book of Ezekiel, Sefer Yecheskel. It's called Shepherds. And since we just heard a song rebuking the false shepherds of the world, whoa, Ari, we love your music, but we got to go on with the show. Sorry about that, brother man. So we're going to now get to the second half of our program, Blessed Souls, reverting back to the instruction that the Most High communicated to a real leader, not only as an example for Israel, but for all humanity, Moshe, Moses, the mighty Levite prophet, whereby in chapter 6, verse 2, in the book of Exodus, Sefer Shmos, Creator declares his name as Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. Rashi elucidates, and if you don't recall, blessed souls, didn't know Rashi, who lived, I believe, over 900 years ago, is considered to be the primary and essential elucidator, according to oral Torah traditions, of the written scripture of the five books of Moses. His explanations can also be found alongside the Talmud and as well in the teachings of the prophets and the holy writings as well. With that being said, Rashi elucidates the divine instruction in the fact that the Creator told Moshe, Moses, that he revealed his name as Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, was indicative of the divine attribute that the Creator is faithful to pay good reward for those who walk before Creator. And it was not for nothing, it was not a waste of time the Creator sent Moshe, Moses, but rather, he's sending Moshe, Moses, to come face to face with the mighty Egyptian monarch of that time, Paro, was to fulfill his words. And Creator spoke, excuse me, I'm sorry, to the fact let me backtrack. A little glitch there. The program started with a glitch when I was coughing, and we just ran into a glitch here, but that's okay. We're human, and as long as we admit we are human and make mistakes, it's not so bad, is it? So again, the mentioning of the Creator's name as Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh in chapter 6, verse 2, in the book of Exodus, that it was not for naught that the Creator sent Moshe, but the reason why he did was to fulfill his words that he spoke to in previous generations, to the patriarchs Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, as well, Creator, when identified with the divine name of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, is faithful to correct, admonish, if you want to use the word, we might as well use it, because Rashi uses it to punish in connection to punishments incurred by the wrongdoer. And to learn more about this, blessed souls, you can go to the Sefer Vayikra, the book of Leviticus, chapter 19, verse 12. But let's now revert back to Exodus, chapter 6, verse 3, when Creator declares to Moses, how he appeared to the Hebrew Israelites patriarchs via the divine name of Aleph-Lamed, the second divine name being Shin-Dalet-Yud, which serves, these two names together, serve as the source of all divine promises. But he did not reveal the divine attributes associated with the Yud, and then the Hey, and then the dash above dash Hey, the divine attribute where this name is the divine source of faithfulness, meaning the Creator had made promises to the first three patriarchs of Israel. There are only three. He made promise them through those two divine names, Aleph-Lamed, then Shin-Dalet-Yud, but not fulfill them in faith as he would to the generation of Moses. Kind of jumped the gun here, but let's just go on further. Why did Rashi continue to elucidate on chapter 6, verses 2 and 3? Well, he wanted to bring to our attention elucidations on two divine attributes of Creator. And simply this also followed Rashi's elucidation on the book of Exodus, chapter 6, verse 1. But I'm going to invite you, blessed souls, to go there to learn more about this matter. One may ask, why was Moshe so impatient to demand justice for Israel via his protest statements to Creator in the book of Exodus, chapter 5, verse 22, or quote, why have you dealt ill or evil with this people, Israel, end of quote. Since, meaning the Creator had told Moshe to go to Paro, go redeem the Israelite nation, but since he came to speak already by the Creator's name, to Paro, in the name of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, yet still in the face of that revelation to Paro himself, Paro continued to treat Israel in evil manner. And Creator still did not deliver his people from the evil clutches of Egypt and their self-aggrandizing monarch. So one follows or reads the following verses in the book of Exodus, chapter 6, verses 1 through 8, the answers clearly provided with Rashi's elucidations on those verses in Exodus, chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. As well, blessed souls, it is important to note, after Creator responded to Moses, in chapter 6, verses 2 and 3, Moshe went on to relay the message of the divine attribute of faithfulness that the Creator was going to redeem Israel, which you can see in Exodus chapter 6, verse 9. But at that verse, I should clarify, Israel did not accept the consolation from Moshe due to the fact that they were filled with kotzer ruach, shortness of spirit, and avodah kasha, they were being oppressed with hard work. Now this is a very important point, blessed souls, because Rashi mentioned that at the beginning of this week's Torah, of that week's Torah portion, Ve'era, that actually the Creator was rebuking Moshe Moses because he wanted to know in particularly what the name of the Creator was, which would be connected to the revelation of the attribute of faithfulness, or whatever attribute Moshe had perceived that that divine name was associated with. Obviously, the Creator had revealed dimensions of that divine name, with that divine name as he spoke to the patriarchs and to Moshe. He also spoke to Adam and Eve, Adam and Chava, and even Cain, and other early human beings, and Noah. The burdens of the Israelite people at that time had been such that it didn't suffice for Moshe to be given this consolation. His concern was for his people because he saw them being short of breath, short of spirit, and being subject to hard, intense, seemingly unending, unceasing slavery. And therefore, when he was initially sent, he expected there to be an initial redemption. And this is something which gives us insight into the nature of true Israelite leaders. And for that matter, I also humbly project out that hopefully present and future leaders of the nations of the world, the children of Noah, will take note that while they can come into very pristine, high levels, even prophetic consciousness, if they make all the preparations necessary to in fact experience something akin to prophecy, which is called Ruach HaKodesh, divine inspiration, or get at the actual prophecy, because Rambam writes in his Mishneh Torah that prophecy shall be restored even before the full redemption is restored. The chief concern that they should have, hopefully, when they get this type of revelation, is that it should be for the benefit of their people or peoples or all the peoples of the world, according to the broadness of their mind, soul, and heart, filled consciousness of what should transpire upon this blessed earth for sustainable existence for the entire human family experience. They're doing some work outside my apartment. That's why you heard a crash. No, the sky is not falling inside our apartment. With that being said, blessed souls, this was what Moshe came to complain about. And this week's Torah portion was to show us that while prophets have had many attributes of the Creator revealed to them, at times they questioned, even after getting those revelations, what should they do with those revelations? Because the people are not changing, or they're suffering, they're being oppressed, they're having kotzer ruach, short in the spirit. And this, so to speak, creates an ajda, a sense of anxiety within those particular leaders of all generations. Hopefully, the true leaders shall rise up in our generation, prophetic leaders, not involved in too much of this political chicanery or whatever idolatries in the modernized sense they are following and promoting. Their concern should be, how do we empower other human beings to feel that they can be so empowered and so actualized that they can help other people get empowered and create a spiritual circuitry within the human family experience that we can prepare the world properly for the imminent redemption featuring Mashiach Tikeno, our righteous Messiah, who roar out Torah Chadasha Mititetze, dimensions of Torah that had never been revealed, with all the attributes that have been revealed throughout the ages to all the Israelite and Noahide sages and prophets. We just want to end up with one little thing, blessed souls, pulling out from Chassidus, the world of wonderful world of Chabad Chassidus. Lubavitch Rebbe reminds us that when we understand that there are miracles as depicted in Scripture, in the five books of Moses, or the prophets, this is a revelation from that divine name of Yud and Dash Hey Dash Vav Dash Hey, which are Nisim Lamaila Min Ateva, which are miracles higher than nature. And when there are miracles, Nisim Malubash Bateva, which are miracles which enclose themselves in natural order of things, this is connected to the divine name of Shin Dash Dalad Dash Yud. And may we witness speed in our days, again, through Mashiach Tikin, to elaborate more fully on these matters so we all have clarity. And no matter what whatever which way that the Creator appears to us, it should be ultimately in a pleasant and peaceful manner. And before we sign off with our flagship concluding song, Every Day by David Dohm, I just want to remind everyone again, I want to assert personally that I do not represent any organization. I'm speaking merely for myself as a Torah student, a Torah activist, someone who teaches Torah from time to time, with my family and friends and clients. And that anything I say, I take full responsibility for. If I made a mistake, Hashem forgive me for the mistakes I might have made in the past, present, or even future. But with that being said as well, we also assert that we feel that it would be worthwhile for you, blessed souls, to partner with us, to make dedication towards the strengthening of our broadcast abilities, so we can upgrade our ability to broadcast at a higher level of connection to listeners around the world on Blessed Blog Talk Radio Network. Therefore, we're suggesting so it's a high contribution, a contribution of $18, which you can dedicate towards a loved one who has passed on to the next level of life, or for someone who's in this life, or someone who needs a refuah shlema, like Yoshua Dov Ben Shlamas, Ariel Ben Devorah, Yosef Ben Luna Luisa, Oram Matal Bas Bela, Rus Bas Achuva, Yehuda David Ben Bracha. May they all have a speedy refuah shlema, complete healing right now, or for weddings, celebrations, anniversaries, retirements, births, birthdays, bris milas, bas mitzvahs, pinyin ben, all these different things. Blessed souls, it's up to you if you want to help us. If you feel you've had some sort of nourishment from our humble efforts today over the past 330 broadcasts, which we've been doing since July of 2010, and let's help connect with other souls. And you can contact me at 347-469-9702. That's 347-469-9702. My email address is Don Goodman, D-O-N-G-O-O-D-M-A-N, numerical 6, @gmail.com. Now let's get back home with our good friend, blessed brother in soul, spirit, and song, David Dohm. Will help us get back home to realize our divine image. Will help us get off the scrimmage. The Tzelem Elohim is no dream, because you've got to be good, blessed souls, because the Teva Tov, the Hativ, it's the nature of good to do good. And if you're in this world, because the one who is the source of all goodness put you in this world to make it a better one. Take care, everyone, till we next meet. Ahava chad, one love. Goral chad, one destiny. Kolano for all of us. Badarchi shalom, in a peaceful way. Darchi noam, in a pleasant way. Laham shik, to be continued. Bezer Hashem Yisbrek, to be continued with the help of the Most High.
Quiet time to review. moment a treasure, a gift presented to you. To see the good that's in others,